There was a bit of soccer history made in South Philadelphia Thursday night. The U.S. women's national team played in front of 49,504 fans at Lincoln Financial Field as part of their five-city World Cup victory tour. It was the largest crowd to see a standalone women's soccer match in the United States, one not part of a larger tournament. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt takes us to the scene.
They came to see the stars.
Julie Ertz,
Alex Morgan,
Tobin Heath.
Today's soccer heroes were kids themselves the last time the U.S. women's team played at the Link during the 2003 Women's World Cup.
And it's goal number four. The United States score their fourth.
Thursday's crowd was bigger, even though the stakes were a lot smaller. Julia Crane came from Wilmington, Delaware to support outspoken U.S. star Megan Rapinoe.
Because she's very inspirational, and we love the U.S. women's national team and all they're doing for equal pay and women's rights.
Get your equal pay shirts, ladies. Get them now, y'all.
Off the pitch, many of the stars fought for gender equity. On the pitch, they dominated. And Thursday's game was no different. A 4-0 drubbing of Portugal.
On the left, playing it in front. Go!
The forever question is whether the U.S. team can translate its popularity and political cachet into sustainable interest in the women's professional game. And there were signs of hope Thursday night. Outside the stadium, groups of girls played pickup soccer in the same tailgate lots where you usually find men tossing the pigskin. It was a small sign that this team, with its strong play and strong statements, won't have to wait four more years to be heard.
Go, Charlotte!
Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.